This holiday weekend is projected to break travel records. More than 3 million people in Mountain West states are expected to travel at least 50 miles. KUBR's Nicole Nixon reports on how to get to your destination smoothly and safely.
Most people are driving to their Thanksgiving destinations this weekend. John Gleason with the Utah Department of Transportation says the bulk of the traffic is expected between noon and 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Roughly the same time, a wet storm will roll over the Wasatch Front.
You know, weather always has a tendency to tie things up, to snarl things up. If there's a crash or even a minor fender bender, that can really cause some delays.
Gleason recommends making the switch to snow tires before hitting the road and double-checking your car battery and tire pressure. About 250,000 people in the region will travel by air this weekend. Rulaine Fairclough with AAA Utah says to expect long lines at the airport.
Not only are they going to be impacted with increased travelers, but they're going to be impacted with families. And oftentimes that makes the process go even slower as people are trying to get their children through and, you know, family members through and such.
Fairclough and officials with the Salt Lake International Airport are advising air travelers to review TSA guidelines and get to the airport at least 2 hours ahead of boarding time. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.